This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Starting the 3 o'clock hour here a little bit late, but we went long with Gino talking about food and Uncrustables and what's in my refrigerator. And I did text Gino and Crowder an article, because someone had sent it to me on Instagram. I sent them an article during the commercial break. The Incredible Uncrustable, how a frozen PB&J won over the NFL. And it was a viral story last year. I remember when the guy DM'd me on Instagram. I remember this. Uncrustables are now a top grab-and-go pick for NFL players. And it's something along the lines of the NFL teams go through about 80,000 Uncrustables per season. And what they're saying is it's not crap in the Uncrustable. Gino takes issue with that. Gino says, disagree. And then I sent Crowder and Gino a picture of my refrigerator because I wanted them to see the Yoo-Hoo that was in there.
First off, I agree with your Uncrustables. Secondly, your refrigerator is pure trash.
What are you talking about?
It's trash, Hawk. It has a row of ginger ale, Coke Zero, Yoo-Hoo, V8 juice, water, and some damn veggies. That's a garbage refrigerator.
What are you talking about? It's got there's a little box of edamame. There's some cotton candy grapes, and there's some cut up pomelo.
It's trash. I see some cream cheese. Probably that's cottage cheese up top. Your refrigerator is
garbage.
Oh, there's
definitely cottage cheese up top.
This is depressing.
Really?
I feel sorry for you.
Looks, it's a beautiful refrigerator.
Hey, I'm hungry.
Like out of a movie.
Let me get an edamame, some grapes, grapefruit pieces. Oh, and a pomelo to wash it down.
Pomelo.
What's that? Them are grapefruit pieces?
Pomelo.
Does the housekeeper go into your refrigerator and straighten everything up? Because I've never seen a refrigerator that orderly.
Yeah, my realtor is always amazed by that. But you ever see the movie? What's the movie where the guy is crazy? The wife has to keep the towels lined up and whatever. Like Stranger Within or I don't know, something like that. I'm insane. I need labels out and I need everything lined up. I do not like a discombobulated fridge or cabinet. I'm a believer but we've talked about this before. I make the bed and it's just me and Lori in the house now. I make the bed every morning and I make it nice. Like not just throw together, like take all the covers and the pillows off. So that I can tighten up the sheet. Then I put everything back on. I make sure everything is equal. I don't like one side of the comforter being longer on one side than on the other. Like, run a clean household, everybody.
What's the name of the person in your deep freezer? you have some tendencies, man. Hey. Can't kill me. I'll just be in there shivering.
You one of these persons you just mash everything in the fridge. Anything's willy-nilly. You don't know if it's been in there for 3 weeks or 3 years.
At the break, I'll send you a picture of my refrigerator. And it might
packed like
it has so much stuff in there. We have three refrigerators and they're all packed tight with items.
I don't like that. I don't like that. I like it lined up. I want it to look like a fine grocery store. Like if you lived in an apartment on Park Avenue and there was a little grocery store downstairs that was all high-end foods. Uh-huh. That's how I want my refrigerator to look and my cabinets at all times. I don't like cereal boxes.
You?
I don't want the nutrition label facing out on the cereal boxes. I want the name of the cereal facing out on the boxes. Like, make it look nice. Put a little effort in, people. Put a little effort.
Put effort in for who? For the people? For the people walking through your house every day?
If someone does walk through the house, they're going to be very impressed with the way the labels are out.
Nutritional label. I need to see Lucky Charms. I can't see nutritional
right?
label.
How do you know what the cereal is if you're looking at the nutritional
label? Because
it's
a red box and you purchased it.
First of all, I'll say yes, your cabinets and your refrigerator look perfect. But I'm thinking more and more, Hawk, the only hours you work in the day are these 4 hours that you're on the radio.
I keep everything tidy. I mean, when I walk downstairs in the morning, first thing I do, puff all the couch pillows up, fold any blankets if we were watching TV on the couch, fold them up real nice, make sure the remotes are lined up in order by size. I love that. It's like, it makes me feel good to do that in the morning.
You have OCD.
I've got some OCD. Yeah, I do.
There's a thing, Howie Mandel.
Because I think, I obsess over it. Like, if I know the stuff is out of order, like, that's how Lori F's with me sometimes. I'll open the fridge and she'll have, you know, placed stuff all willy nilly through the fridge because she knows I can't let it go. She knows that
they have
that I've got to fix it immediately.
It's Howie Mandel. Is that his name, the bald head comedian dude?
Yeah. Yeah.
There's something called no CD. It's a pill you can take to get rid of that. You have an ailment.
Nah, I love this. My ailment looks fine. Makes my house looks nice.
So why is there a pill to get rid of it?
Well, some people, it's like crazy stuff. They got to wash their hands 6 times before they walk upstairs. They've got to tap a doorknob 4 times before they're like, I don't have that. I like stuff to look nice and orderly. God bless anyone who's got that ailment. Hey, you walk into people's houses nowadays is a pigsty.
You missed your calling. You should have been a lady that knocks on my door at 12:01 to clean my room at the hotel. You would have been an amazing housekeeper.
The housekeeper's coming tomorrow to clean our house, and I will have this thing spotless before she gets here at 10 a.m. tomorrow.
You have a house cleaner and clean?
She loves you.
Yeah, I don't want her to think I have a messy house.
This is ridiculous.
She'll be on your couch.
I hate that. You know they're judging you. You know they're judging you. They're like, oh, that guy's got a dirty
house. The house cleaner?
Trust me, I've got the nicest house on her route.
The lady that's paid to clean is upset when it's dirty.
I would imagine, sure.
She's going to be sitting on your couch drinking your Yoo-hoo for 2 hours.
Boy, she talks bad to you when she gets home.
What do you mean?
Yeah, this dumb dude done cleaned up again. I watched a couple house hunters and went on home. This dude crazy.
Hey, Mr. Hartman, clean up after me, please.
I feel terrible that she has to clean the house too. So she walks in and I'm like, I'll vacuum the upstairs. Let me have your vacuum.
She tells you what's left when she leaves. Hey, I didn't get to the upstairs bathroom, so you can knock that out. No problem, man. I got you.
Cat Talk here to start out the 3 o'clock hour a little bit late. Sponsored by Hollywood Kia at Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in all of Florida. Get the star treatment. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia online at HollywoodKia.com. Florida Panthers, they are home Saturday night. They host the Seattle Kraken. Then they're at Nashville Tuesday night, 8 p.m. By the way, Tuesday night, the show is getting together. We're going to watch the Panthers game together at Funky Buddha in Oakland Park. Ryan is going to be there. I'm imagining KC will be there as well. I'm sure Chef Jeff will be there. And if you want to come out, watch Panthers game with us on Tuesday night, maybe get a crispy falafel fold. Join us at Funky Buddha on Tuesday night. Watch Panthers game. Then the Panthers are going to be home Thursday the 27th. So that's 1 week from tonight. That starts a long 5-game homestand, and that goes through March 8th. By the way, Gino had mentioned I'm wearing a Dodgers shirt. I'm watching spring training baseball right now on MLB Network. There is an actual. Are you watching it, Jimmy?
I'm watching
an actual spring training game on right now. Yeah. Who are you rooting for?
The Cubs.
All right,
Jimmy.
I'm rooting for the Cubs too. I'm wearing a Dodgers jersey, but I'm rooting for the Cubs. But there's actual spring training baseball on right now. First game of the season, and it's on MLB Network right now. Your guy Mookie Betts is at bat right now, Crowder.
Mook, big Mook. That's my man.
That's your guy.
There's three. He does here. I have a Mookie Betts jersey, and my son has two Mookie Betts jerseys.
I know. You love him.
Yeah, Mookie can play.
This hour, we're going to play what I consider to be one of the more fun, and it happens to be timely right now, interviews we've done. I'll tell it, tell you all about it in a second. We got to do headlines. I want to remind everybody, we also have this contest going on, the Slam Dunk in Vegas. Travel and accommodations for one winner and three guests to Las Vegas, plus $20,000. It's easy to enter. Download the free Odyssey app. Hopefully you have it. If you don't, download Odyssey, A-U-D-A-C-Y, at the Mookie Betts just walked, by the way. Does anybody care of a bottom Man, of the first spring training?
Stop stage? Stealing my headlines.
On February 20th, I'm giving a Mookie Betts at-bat update on February 20th at 3:17.
He doesn't care what just happened.
He really doesn't. He really doesn't. Make sure you have the Odyssey app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. Then you listen to us, QAM, or any participating station. Listen each day for a minimum of 1 hour, and that is your entry. And you can do it every day. It's the Slam Dunk in Vegas for your chance to win. Just listen to us on the Odyssey app for at least an hour a day. Travel dates are March 17th through the 22nd. When in Las Vegas, stay at the Circa Resort and Casino, Las Vegas's premium sports viewing destination, and visit the biggest March hoops party at Stadium Swim. By the way, it's a national contest. Quick look at the headlines here before we get to this Finesse Mitchell interview that I'm really excited to hear again. Headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
Out to the Grapefruit League, minute-to-minute updates, 0-0, bottom of the first, Dodgers, Cubs, Mookie Betts on first, no outs, 0-2 count on Max Muncy. Here we go.
It is exciting when baseball starts up again, isn't it? There's something in the air when baseball's starting up again.
You know, they talk about get like a Mookie Betts jersey or Mookie Betts cleats. I want a Mookie Betts chain, man.
Yeah, he's got a look.
Better save up.
Well, that's not just something cheap.
That doesn't come from the 45th Street flea market.
I'm about to say, Dan, you ain't just going to find that chain.
We talked about this earlier. The Four Nations face-off final tonight at 8 o'clock between USA and Canada in Boston. The U.S. won the previous game 3-1 on Saturday.
All right.
U.S. and under. I'm in already.
I want to bet the under because what you said makes sense. And I just hate betting unders.
Yeah.
U.S. and under.
Let me see.
Parlaying it.
Because U.S., they're both minus 110, USA and Canada.
Yeah.
I was watching P.K. Subban this morning break it down. He picked the U.S. Total is at 5.5. 5.5.
U.S. and under. Plus 550. Yow, I locked it, baby!
About USA goal total 2.5. Team to score first. They're both at minus 125.
Yeah. That's a crapshoot.
Yeah, that's a coin toss.
That's a coin flip.
Yeah,
I was gonna bet this Dodgers Cubs game. I didn't get to it in time.
Oh, don't do that.
No,
I'm sure I can lie. I'm sure I can
February
lie.
February 20th betting line. Come on.
Because
that might have been the only
special.
Huck, That might have been the only time you were going to see Mookie walk today. Not walk around.
No, I got you. How about the Marlins to win the World Series? Plus 50,000.
Take a flyer.
I'll take it. I'll take it. I'll give you plus 60,000. I'll up the ante.
What's the minimum you could put down on that?
Probably $5, maybe.
That's not bad. I don't know. Just for the fun of it. Until, I don't know, the middle of April.
It's literally the moment you put that in, you've lost that money forever.
To the middle of April? Oh, like April 15th, like, oh, that was a good run.
Just for the fun of it.
Just in case.
I'm giving you plus 70,000.
Just imagine if they open the season on a 3-game win streak, how excited you're going to be.
Plus 80,000. Just whatever y'all are going to do on this one, just give it
plus 1,200 to win MVP, National League MVP.
I mean, it would be really hard to win American
League.
That
ain't
bad. Otani's plus 165. Juan Soto plus 525. Fernando Tatis Jr. plus 750. Mookie Betts plus 1,200. How about that? We are giving MLB awards futures on February 20th.
Man, that damn Tatis was our player until he got caught doing steroids.
Cubs out of the inning. Cubs got out of the inning. A couple runners on for the Dodgers, but 0-0 after one half inning in Arizona.
Woohoo.
I'm excited. I'm telling you, I'm going to the Marlins game on Saturday. I'm excited. I love the start of spring training.
I love baseball season, but game one of spring training doesn't really get me going.
It's just to be at the ballpark, you know? And I want to see – Mervis up front and you know, because that's our guy. Mm-hmm. I'll be watching Mervis. Matt Mervis.
Okay.
What's the name of the guy we had on? Jonah Bride.
Yeah.
What is he a starter?
Yeah.
Jonah Bride. Yeah, infield.
First base.
What's Matt Mervis play?
Utility.
Infield.
Utility. He's a utility player, you know.
What does he play?
I like that they got a guy named Jensen Junk on the team. I want to get a Junk jersey if he makes the team.
He is a first baseman.
Yeah, Matt Mervis is a first baseman. Uh-oh. You sure Jonah Bride's a first baseman?
I think Bride's a short.
That's what I was referring to, Mervis.
Oh.
Timmy, do you really be looking this stuff up, or are you guessing?
No, he's looking.
No, he was right. Yeah, because Jonah Bride's a third baseman, and Matt Mervis is the first baseman.
I was too enthralled by the interview that, you know, I just didn't I didn't remember everything correctly.
The hot corner, if you're not, you know, you're not into baseball season yet because it's February. Third base, hot corner.
I'll write that one down, Jimmy. Let's get into some more baseball. The Canes baseball team. Jimmy's literally writing that down. Okay. What are ducks on the pond? Jimmy, look that one up too. Canes baseball opens a 3-game series against Princeton starting tomorrow at 7 o'clock.
All right. I know you mentioned it at 2 o'clock. Our friend John Ruth from the UM Sports Hall of Fame and Museum had texted me to me. Also, Canes women's volleyball.
Ooh.
Tonight, playing the number one ranked Notre Dame Fighting Irish.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
On campus, your women's basketball and volleyball team are both playing the number one ranked.
I'm sorry, women. What did I say? Volleyball? I meant basketball.
Oh, okay. I was about to say.
Yeah, volleyball season's over.
Yeah.
Well, Jimmy, everybody knows that.
Flipping through the stations this morning, just hanging out at the house watching TV. They're doing the UM 30 for 30. John Ruth is up there talking.
Yeah.
First face I see.
He knows so much about the program. I mean, his obviously runs the museum, but he literally like just knows all that stuff, man.
Yep. He's on the 30 for 30. It was a bunch of cameos. I enjoyed it.
I don't know if you guys heard this. Jimmy Butler recently told a podcast he had nothing but good things to say about the Heat organization and the players he played with, but it is going to be personal for both sides March 25th because both teams are going to try to whoop each other.
Yeah, he ain't going to play. He's not going
to
play.
I want somebody to slap him.
I want Pat Riley to slap him. on Tim Hardaway. Slapping.
Yeah. If somebody on, we have no enforcers on the team anymore.
Yeah,
we have no
so
intimidating
much.
People.
I think he was it.
Man, this hurts my feelings. I guess I took UD for granted for 20 years. Mm.
I don't know. Wait till you see Davion Mitchell. They call him off night. Maybe.
I wouldn't mess
Davion
with him.
Davion got a little something to him?
That's what I heard. I haven't seen it yet, though.
We'll see.
Yeah. Keywords, we'll see, you know. A little too early to tell. On to weather from the New Mesman and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7 at 866-954-MORE. It is overcast. Temperature is going to drop down to from the mid to the low 60s throughout the evening with a slight chance of rain in South Florida.
All right, so we're going to play this interview in the next segment. We had him on. It was several years ago. It's Finesse Mitchell. Finesse Mitchell is a comedian. He was coming to town to play at the Dania Improv, but he played for the University of Miami football team, which made it that much more interesting, and he was part of Saturday Night Live. And so with the SNL 50 anniversary happening and everyone talking about it, this is a good time. This honestly is one of the better interviews that we've done, especially if you're a Canes fan, because it's just interesting. Like a kid on the football team goes to an open mic night, and all of a sudden he's on Saturday Night Live. Like it's That's really crazy. it's a cool story. It's a cool story. So we're gonna have that for you in the next segment.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Britney Spears and her husband have separated.
You seen those videos lately?
Can't stop watching them.
Hawk and Crowder.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Finesse Mitchell, you may remember him from Saturday Night Live. Finesse was on SNL from 03 to 06. I was a big fan. I'm a huge Saturday Night Live fan. And many people might not know. Did you know this, Crowder, that he was a walk-on at the University of Miami?
I did not know that until you told me that we were having him on today, and I went and looked it up, and I was like, damn, yes, UM guy.
So he's joining us now. Hello, Finesse.
What's up, Hawk? What's up, Crowder? How y'all fellas doing down there, man?
When did you play for the Canes? What is your walk-on story? Would I be able to find good stats?
When we were good? Yeah, absolutely. You type in Finesse Mitchell, Miami Hurricanes, and it'll say, I sat next to Dwayne Johnson on the bench while we watched Warren Sapp go out there and lead us to a national championship.
So did you get a ring? Did you get a ring?
Yes, I did. I got a ring in 91. I stole a ring from one of my teammates for 89 because they won the Orange Bowl in 89. But I got down there in 1990. Craig Erickson was our quarterback. Dennis Erickson was our coach, but then we won the championship with Gino Toretta in 91. So that was a phenomenal team. All those years, those teams were great. And anytime we lost, we really beat ourselves. because those late 80s, early 90s teams were just incredible.
The best.
But, yeah, but that's why I stayed on the bench. It was safer on the bench. You know what I mean? You know, those. I was a good player, but when I saw that, you know, the defensive tackles and the offensive tackles ran a 4-3, I said, I should just stay on the bench. You know, I don't know why DeVry doesn't have a football team, because I could start for DeVry. But for some reason, the Miami Vice TV show made me think I could go to Miami and play with those guys. I heard Crowder say, did I walk on? I definitely walked on. And I got hit by a dude named Leon Searcy, and I walked off. And I watched the rest of the season very safe and comfort in the tunnel. You know that tunnel where the smoke come out when you run through? That's where I watched most of the games. I stayed in that tunnel. Watched us beat Penn State, Florida State, University of Florida. We beat some of everybody back then. But if you have kids, ladies and gentlemen, you may call me China's dad from Ant Farm. There's a Disney Channel show called Ant Farm. It's on Disney Plus. But and those kids are... It's airing now, but back then, those kids were probably 14, 15, 16. So the cool thing about, and Bob Saget told me this, the cool thing about being on Disney Channel or Nickelodeon or a kid's show, 5, 6, 7 years late, those kids are buying tickets to the comedy club. So now when I go to the comedy club, everybody's like, you're China's dad. And I'm like, yeah, but I was on Def Comedy Jam. They're like, what's that? Anyway, what's wrong with my life?
Finesse, how do you get from watching the game in the tunnel at UM to movies, to SNL, to, you know, saying all that you're doing, man, stand-up comedy? What? How did that happen?
Well, you know what? There are a lot of agents who also watches the game from the seats. And so they said, hey, man, why are you in uniform and you sitting up here in the stands with us? And I was telling them, it's safer up here. And when I was making people laugh, next thing I know, I got myself an agent. So he was like, man, there's a comedy club at the Coconut Grove. I don't know, Hawk Crowder, you might remember this. The Coconut Grove Improv.
Yeah.
Downstairs.
Yeah, Cocoa Walk.
Yes. That's where I started. Shout out to Marvin Dixon and all those guys back in the day. And but I did my first open mic night. And my first open mic night, bro, it was literally just to get out of paying the bill. They gave us free tickets to go to this comedy club. So we were there with like 6 or 7 people. It was sort of like a date night. But the Stellas, we were all broke. We thought we were being romantic and creative by taking the ladies to a comedy club because we could get in free. But then when we heard about the 2-drink minimum, we was all stuck because the waitress was standing there like, oh, you going to buy 2 items. So the girls didn't know we didn't have no money. So they sitting up there saying, I'll have a Hennessy straight. We like, wait a minute. Wait. Nobody order nothing. Girl was ordering salmon. I'm like, this is a comedy club. Where you get salmon from? Like, what are y'all doing? So next thing I know, we hear the host say, oh, by the way, fellas, whoever had the best joke, you don't have to do the 2-drink minimum. We'll pay for your tab. Fellas, I'm telling you, everybody looked at me. All the dudes looked at me like, Finesse, you the funniest one in the group, man. Take one for the team. Go up there and tell a joke and win. And I'm like, man, I don't know. And next thing I know, I heard my date say, I'll have a, what is that, the prime rib? I'm like, what menu are y'all looking at a comedy club where there's prime rib? So I knew I had to go up there and tell this joke. Because when I said we had about $8 between us and we were saving that for valet, we didn't have no money. So I go up there, fellas, I tell this joke because while the show was going on, we had this crazy heckler lady, this old lady. She was in the back of the Miami Improv, and Miami was notorious for hecklers. But she wouldn't let the host talk. Every time he tried to say something, she'd be like, and he'd be like, ma'am, please don't do that. Now, I'm going to let you do that during my set, but when I start bringing the comedians up here, if you do that, we're going to kick you out. He said, ma'am, I know you older, but I'm telling you, this show last time, if you do that again, I'm going to have you thrown out. So three people go up there, and they start telling jokes. Somebody told a joke that wasn't funny at all. I mean, he got booed. And you're not supposed to boo the amateurs, but they booed him. The next girl, she was real clever. Now, Hawk, she put a dollar bill in her pants waist and let it hang over. And I don't know if you could say this on the radio, but she said, everybody, look at this. What is it? And everybody said, what? She said, all you can eat for under a dollar. Everybody busted out laughing. So then they looked at me, and my boys looked at me like, oh, he gonna lose. And so they said, all right, sir, what you got for us? And I said, well, okay, guys, how many of y'all went to public school? And everybody started clapping. I said, well, down here in Atlanta, where I went to public school, we had a bell for all types of natural disasters and drills and stuff. So for the, like, hurricane drill, we had this, and I said, and for the tornado alarm, we had the ding, ding, ding. I said, but the fire alarm, that was my favorite. Every time we had a fire alarm, we didn't have no bell. We just had that crazy chick in the back going, and when I'm telling you, them people fell out. The host looked at me. He said, man, you just made that up. I said, yeah. He said, man, that's pretty good. He said, come back next week. What's your name? Finest? I said, no, Finesse. He said, all right, Fitness, come back next week. I said, okay.
That was a great story.
I went back next week, and next thing you know, what I didn't know is in stand-up comedy, you are supposed to tell the same routine over and over. Like, it's your set, it's your routine, you practice it. I didn't know that. I just thought you'd get up there and you just start talking and funny stuff happens. So I come back the next week, fellas. When I tell you, I get a standing ovation. I make up this routine. It's probably a little bit too lewd for the radio. That's why I love for people to come see me live. But I had everybody in stitches. So he tells me to come back the next week. And that's when I thought I was a comedian. I came back next week in a shirt and tie. Back next week with 30 of my friends. I got up there and I started talking again, and nothing. When I say cricket, when I say they didn't even care enough to boo, ain't nothing worth. Let me tell you something. I started talking. It was silent, followed by somebody doing this. Somebody sucked their teeth like. So I had 4 minutes to go, and I felt like I was back at the University of Miami on the football team. I wanted to walk and go sit by the tunnel so bad, because I was like, oh, this is going horrible. Oh. When I got off the stage, the host came up to me. He said, hey, man, you got a standing ovation last week. Why didn't you do the same routine from last week? I said, oh, I thought that was cheating. I didn't know you could do that. He said, fool, you're supposed to say the same joke that you know works. I said, oh. And so next thing I know, fellas, I came back that next week, and I did that same routine. People were dying. And then 3 years later, I made my TV debut on Comic View. So I don't know if, Hawk, you know about BET's Comic View. But I know, Crowder, I know Channing is a probably a BET Comic View fan. And that's Ricky Smiley was the host. I came out. I did my thing. Pretty much got a standing ovation. I did 3 years of BET's Comic View before Tracy Morgan left Saturday Night Live. And next thing I know, it had gone through the comedy community that Saturday Night Live was looking for the new black guy. And so, you know, I'm sitting there thinking to myself, hey, I'm black. Maybe I can get on Saturday Night Live. Sent in my tape. They invited me to come audition. And then at the time, you know, I didn't know Tracy personally, but all the comics know each other. So I called this dude D-Ray Davis. D-Ray Davis called Tony Rock. Tony Rock called his brother Chris Rock. Chris Rock called Tracy and had him call us all back on three-way. And that's when we found out it was true he was leaving the show. Because I'll never forget it. I was like, hey, Tracy, you leaving Saturday Night Live? And he's like, I'm Papa Bear, you Baby Bear. Bill. You baby Bill. Are you leaving Saturday Night Live? He said, you can never be Papa Bill. You can only be baby Bill. Okay. Does that mean you leaving the show? He said, you heard me, Febreze. And he hung up the phone. And I was like, fellas. Say, did anybody know? Does anybody talk Tracy? Does anybody know what language that was? Anything I know, man. I got a call from Saturday Night Live. They asked me to come audition. And they picked me and Kenan Thompson to come in 2003. And J.B. Smoove, who's on Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yeah, we
love
him.
He came on with us as a writer. And next thing I know, fellas, I did my 3.5 seasons. And Kenan Thompson is still on the show to this day.
Still there.
And he is the longest running cast member in SNL history. And that's it. That's my whole story. That's how Finesse Mitchell went from walk-on at the University of Miami to Saturday Night Live. I'm sorry I'm long-winded, but that's it.
It was worth it. It had plenty of payoffs there during the story. Febreze made me cackle. And man, I mean, your impersonations on SNL were great, and that Tracy Morgan is fantastic. I have to ask, though, you obviously can't turn it off. You're a funny guy, and I'm imagining even on the football field when you're at practice, you can't turn it off. You're a smart ass. You're a funny guy. I have, like, there's certain guys out there you can't mess with, and Warren Sapp strikes me as one of those guys. Like, Did they take to you? Did they tell you to shut up? Like, what? How was that dynamic?
Hawk, I'm going to keep it 1,000. To join a football team made up of South Florida boys and Texas boys, and you come from Atlanta, and your name is Finesse, nobody liked me, bro. I was hated by everybody. not to mention that I joined a fraternity. I joined Kappa Alpha Psi, so they really did not like me. But I will say this about all my football family from the U, because everybody did come together and try to, you know, play the best game possible during that era. Mario Cristobal was our starting left guard, I think, or something. I know he played guard and tackle. And his brother was on the other side of the line. So I'll never forget those days because we had some iconic players. But I will say this. Once I got SNL and then I got, you know, Disney Channel Ant Farm, and then I was in the movie Who's Your Caddy, and then I was in this movie and that movie, and right now I just got a deal with Fox to do my own sitcom. So I'm very excited about that. Everybody stays in touch with me pretty much, and they're so proud of me, and they're always sending me Facebook messages or, you know, DMs saying, man, we proud of you. We see you out there. So I'm glad that I can safely, I can genuinely say that Warren Sapp is my buddy. Rohan Marley is my buddy. Ray Lewis is my buddy. And it's glad to see that everybody's doing well, and, you know, and I appreciate all their love and support. If any of y'all in the South Florida area, the 305-954-561, you got a good car with AC and some valid car insurance, come on out to the Daniel Improv tonight, Saturday, Sunday, and let's go on and enjoy these laughs and try to avoid a super spreader event.
Finesse, as you talk about football, man, yeah, I couldn't call you Finesse on the field. Like, hey, Finesse, in and out. Finesse, you got me. They call you Mitz. They had to call you. They ain't call you Finesse on the football field, bro.
It was a problem, bro. So I'll never forget one of the dudes in the locker room, because the truth is my real name is Alfred. But I knew damn well I better not say Alfred in this locker room. They about to whoop my butt. So some of the ladies and some of my friends started calling me Finesse because I tried to hit on this AKA, this sorority chick, and she was a senior and I was a freshman. And I tried to hit on her, and I kind of looked stupid at the time. But then I said something so smooth that one of the girls said, okay then, Mr. Finesse, I see you. So some dudes had walked up, and then they said, hey, everybody, y'all know Finesse? This Mr. Finesse over here. And they was like, what's up, Finesse? And I was like, hey, what's up? And then it just started spreading through campus. Hey, what's up, Finesse? Hey, what's up? Then when I got to the locker room, I'll never forget one of the players had said, hey, buddy, you from Atlanta, right? What's your name again? And this dude, his name A.C. Tellison, he's from Texas. He said, "That's Finesse. I know you, bro. That's Finesse." And everybody said, "Oh, that's a smooth name right there, buddy. What's up, Finesse?" And then it just took. And then that became my name. So I'll never forget in December when my mom came down to visit me, she was walking around campus saying, "Has anybody seen Alfred?" And everybody was like, "Who the hell is Alfred?" And when she saw me, she was like, "That's him. Do you know I walked the other way?" I was like, "I don't know that lady. I don't know who she's looking for." My name is Finesse. So yeah, man. It wasn't as smooth a transition as I had hoped it to be, but then by October, November, everybody was calling me Finesse at the University of Miami. It became my stage name, and they still call me that to this day.
Oh, my goodness. Finesse, we got to make you a friend of the program, because I didn't get to any of the questions that I want to get to with you, and we're out of time, but I want to make you a friend of the program. Yeah, I'm guessing you still follow Canes football, right? We can talk to you about a whole bunch of stuff, yes?
I bleed orange and green. I'm excited about the Mario Cristobal era. I was a huge Manny Diaz fan, Rhett Lashley fan. You know, I just wanted the program to do well, and it's unfortunate that it didn't work out under that leadership. But anytime, guys, that I can get away from my wife and kids to talk to you guys, please text me. Please let me tell my wife I'm busy because I got to go do the number one sports radio show in Florida. Uh-oh, here there she comes. She's coming in the room. She heard her name. See how that works?
Finesse, thanks so much, man.
Thanks for blessing me. I can't wait to come back and talk Canes football.
Yeah, me too. Yes, all right, there you go. Finesse Mitchell, that was fun, man. I could have gone. I mean, we went long as it was. I literally could have talked to him for 2 hours. I've always said to you, Crowder, some guys have a gift for storytelling. It's one of the reasons that you're so good on the radio. He's got a gift for storytelling, man.
There you go. That was Finesse Mitchell a few years ago, and with SNL back in the news, 50th anniversary. It's such a good interview to listen to. I really enjoy him, and I don't know why we didn't make him a friend of the show, but we need to. I need to revisit that decision immediately. I don't know why we haven't had him on since then. 4 o'clock hour's coming up.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Well, we love you, Moeller, and if you were in front of me, I'd give you a big hug. Mm-mm.
Don't come near me.
Hawk and Crowder.